My subject today will deal with consumer protection and corporate responsibility. As such, I think it deals with a range of problems that few can question in terms of the intensity of interest involved, in terms of the seriousness of the issues, and in terms of the lack of adequate social response, whether by means of the degree of study of these problems or the action taken. It's interesting that many of these areas which affect the integrity of the individual's purchasing power, which affect his health and safety, which are now increasingly affecting the health of unborn generations, that all these problems have not been structured in such a way as to receive the due attention by the academic community. I think this is perhaps the first point to make, that whether we talk of the deceptive measures in packaging or lending packaging goods or lending money, whether we talk about the role of the banks in insurance companies in redlining areas of our cities as off-limits for their services, whether we talk about the pollution of the environment, whether we talk about the built-in costs and risks in the manner of designing many of our consumer products, or whether we talk about some of the aggregate consequences of these phenomena, such as the death toll on the highway, the deterioration of our cities because of the abandonment of corporate responsibility on the part of institutions such as banks and insurance companies, or the abuses, the vastly proliferating abuses in the marketplace that have rendered the value of the dollar increasingly minimal. Whether we talk about all of these in aggregate forms or in terms of their underlying phenomena, the universities have largely fallen down on the job. We see agricultural universities in this country paying great attention to the research problems of the agribusiness complex, at the same time that they are ignoring the consumer or public interest aspects of a properly and safely functioning agricultural to food to market sub-economy. We see medical schools concentrating on the curative element, concentrating on patients and treating patients with minimal attention to the preventive medical approach, which not only takes into account, of course, the great controls of the modern forms of epidemics, such as pollution, but also into the institutional structure of preventive medical treatment. We see law schools training young law students for corporate law practice, ignoring many of the great public challenges to the law, primarily because these challenges don't come with an acceptable retainer fee. In other words, as the society has become increasingly complex, which is another way of saying that the volume of public interests that are not represented by existing institutions or manpower increases, the traditional approach of educational institutions has been heavily to concentrate in the servicing and preparing of students for private sector involvement. Still a very important, obviously, sector of our national life, but increasingly at the cost of ignoring and not training students for the great public challenges that are now coming outside of any economic activity or policy.